Okay, today is Daf Memtes, correct? Yeah, Memtes. So we were discussing, Gemara was discussing, and Gemara seemed to have come to the conclusion that you could do the Avoda with your left hand. And they gave two proofs. One proof was the Kohen walking up with the head of the para of the cow for the Karban Tamid, and then the proof from our Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to bring a question on that and say that's not the case. They can clear Brisley, cannot do the Avoda with the left hand. You'll have to answer that our case in the Mishnah is because Eshar, and you can't do it any other way. And the case by the Karban Tamid is because it's not a Avoda for Kapara. But let's see the case. And then before we get to that, the Gemara is going to have this really like almost on the digression. So we'll ask. Mesve. We asked a question. The following things we all learned from Psukim, and it's in the second paragraph of Zvachim, that these things are the pasul the avoda. Zar, so not Kohen, the Onain, a Kohen who's an Onain, one of the Shiva Krofen died that day. Shikor, someone who's drunk or drank a certain amount of wine. Ubalmum, right, he's blemished, right? The Kabbalah, Uba Halacha, Uba Zrika pasul. All these things, pasul, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. Not Shkrita, because we say Shkrita's Cheir Bazar. Right? So Kabbalah, cashing the blood, Halacha walking the blood, and Zrika sprinkling the blood. Pasul. V'chein Yoshev. So too, if someone does the Avodah when he's sitting, right? The Pasuk says, the Rashi points out, the boy La'amod L'sharei. You have to stand to serve. Right? So sitting is also pasul. V'chein Smol. And also using your left hand. Using left hand also, pasul. That's a pasul. So Tiyufta, that's a question to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is the one who said it. The left hand is okay. So, not go for Rav Sheshes. But the Gemara asks, how can it be that Rav Sheshes is the one who said that with the left hand is kosher, and don't we have this brisa? It seems to indicate that Rav Sheshes didn't know the brisa. Now we're going to bring a whole story where Rav Sheshes actually used this brisa to ask a question on somebody else. So how did Rav Sheshes not know this brisa? The answer is very simple. He didn't know the brisa. So he said left was good. Then someone told him the brisa, so he realized left was bad. And then after he knew the brisa, he asked the question on somebody else. But we have to get to that.
Well,
the other vote is he could do sitting. Kabbalah. Okay. So Bahar Rav Sheshes Huda Osva. Isn't Rav Sheshes the one who used this brisa to ask the question? Rav Sheshes Huda Osva. Because the following question, the Amr Le Rav Sheshes La Amore the Rav Chisda. Rav Sheshes said to the Amora, thank you, to the Amora of Rav Chisda, or the Amora of Rav Chisda is like the megaphone of the speaker of Rav Chisda. Boy, my name is Rav Chisda. Ask Rav Chisda the following question. Halacha bizar mahu. Can a non-Kohen do halacha? Can he take the blood and bring it closer to the Mizbeah? Halacha bizar mahu. So Amr Le, so Rav Chisda, or maybe the Amora of Rav Chisda answered, Kshera, it's kosher, the vote that would be kosher. Umikra misayeni, and I have a proof from a pasuk. The pasuk is by Korban Pesach. The pasuk says, "Vayishchatu haPesach," the chef of the Pesach, which could be anybody. "Vayizriku haKohanim miYadam," and the Kohanim took it from their hands. "Vahalavi and Mafshitim." So it seems that the Havmi of the Gemara is that what happened was the Zorim checked the Korban Pesach. The blood was caught, and the blood was brought to the other Kohanim and then sprinkled on the Mizbeach, which means that a non Kohen is bringing the blood closer to the Mizbeach. Right, Rashi says, "Vayishuku akonim hadam." First short line, "Miyadam shel shochtim shehem zarim v'chazru v'kablu hadam miyad hakohen hamikabel v'holichu el azorik." Seems to be that they thought what was going on was that the blood was caught by the kohen, and then they handed it to the non-kohanim, who then brought it closer to the mizbeach to the other kohanim to throw. So you see here that halacha would be kosher. So, right, "Vayishuku apesach vayishuku akonim hadam avim rashitam u'mosi Rav Sheshes." Rav Sheshes then quotes our brayso and says, "How can you say that halacha is, but the zar is good, right? Zar va'onin shikar ba'mum b'kabbalah ba'alacha b'zrika pasul b'chein yoshi b'chein b'smol pasul." So you see here, Rav Sheshes knows this brisa because he used this brisa to say that how can you tell me that halacha b'zar is kosher? This brisa is clearly pasul, but this brisa also says that the avodah done with the left hand is also pasul. So Rav Sheshes have the havamim to say yesterday that the avodah with the left hand is good. So the Gemara says, "Basar d'shama." After he learned this, he didn't know the brisa on the outset. After he learned this, and his opinion was rejected, Hadar Osva. He then rejected somebody else's halacha. But the Gemara says, "Wait, how can you reject Rav Chisda? Did Rav Chisda have a pasuk?" Right? Baha Rav Chisda Kraka Amar. He brought a pasuk that seemed to indicate that the non Kohanim would walk the blood to the Kohanim closer to the Mizbeah. The Gemara says, "No, that's not the case. It's the Avod Maisa Itztaba." What happened was they would hand the blood, after the Kohen would catch the blood, they would hand the blood to a non-Kohen who would just stand there, like an itztaba, like a stage. He would just stand there, and he wouldn't move. So he never brought it closer. And Rashi says, Maisa itzteba, ha-mekablim hayu moshivin as hadam b'yad ha-zarim. The mekablim, those who caught the blood, would then put the blood into the hands of the zarim. The ein ha-zarim mekarvin also l'tzadam mizbeah klal. The zarim wouldn't bring it any closer to the mizbeah. El moshivim hadam al-yodam, kasher al-gabim itzteba. It's like they put it on a platform. It's like they put it down. They didn't want to put it down actually on the floor, so they held it and they kept it there. But why not? Why not? It's authority is it's Tanakh.
Okay. Right, so who's there?
Whoever it is. I'm just saying also, whoever it is, whoever's allowed to be there was the one who was there. Okay. Fine. Boy Rapapa. Rapapa asked the following question. Chafan Chaveiro. Back to the Chafina. Right? Chafina was the guy, the Kohen Gadol puts his hands into the Ketores and has a handful of Ketores on Yom Kippur. So chafan chaveiro. Let's say somebody else did the chafina. V'nasin l'to chafna of mahu. So someone else takes the chafina out of the bowl and puts that amount into the hands of the kohen gadol. Mahu. Is that good? Why? What's the tutsadim? So these are back to the questions of Rapapa. Well, Chosh Hashanah asked why we had all these questions from Rapapa before, and then we had interruption. Now we're back. Why wasn't this asked previously? Doesn't give an answer. And Chosh Hashanah says, Tema ma'ilo makami boy lehachi b'hanas bayos to Rapapa d'la'el. Right. But, oh, there's another question. It doesn't answer it. Okay. So, by Rapapa, chafan chaveiro, v'nas l'to chafanov, mahu, melo chafanov ba'inon. Do we just need that he has to have the handfuls? And he has a handful. Melo chafanov ba'inon, va'ika, and he has it. O dilma, the pasuk says v'lakach. So there's a pasuk, the pasuk says, I forgot, I don't have the whole pasuk. The pasuk says v'lakach. The question is v'lakach going on the machta or also on the ketores? If it's also going on the ketores, then it's not enough that he has the ketores in his hands. He has to take the ketores and put it in his hands. Right, so he says, "Malo chafna ba'ina ba'iko dilma v'lokach v'hevi ba'ina." He has to take it and bring it. V'haleka, and here he didn't take it. So teku, and leave that as a teku. Boy, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked the following question: Chafan, guy does Kohen Gadol does chafina v'umes, and he dies. So I don't think Rashi's point says he doesn't have to didn't do chafina necessarily into his hands yet. Somebody to chop off his hand, take it from the dead guy's hands and put it in. Rashi says. Where is it? So let's read one second. Read the question. Can someone else go into the kachim kachim using his chafina? So Rashi says, "Kohen hamishamish tachtav, mahu sheyikanes lifnim bechafina zo shenasan harishin l'tocha kaf ve'ein tzarich lachzor over the chafan." The person put it into the bowl already. It's not sitting in his hands. He's lying like the cup of his hands. He's not sitting in his hands. He's put it into the bowl already.
That'd be tummy anyhow.
But yeah, it could be too also. So he could put it in, unless it's not something that's makabel tumah. I don't know. Maybe it's not. It could be. Could be. So mao. So can he use that? Right. So take value of Yeshua ben Levi chafin umes mao shenikas achm chafinoso. Some of Chanina. Now the big digression. Chanina says, "Bower eish she'elas rishonim." Go see how great and wonderful the questions of the earlier generations are. As Rashi points out, Amar B'chanina l'talmidim. B'chanina says to his talmidim, Bo re'eh, go see, Shadur ha'acharon, this us, the later generation, Zocha l'hischakeim k'doros harishonim. We have the same wisdom as the earlier generations. Sha'afani ha'isi shol she'el zo. Because I also asked this question. The Achshav shol Rishu ben Levi, Rishu ben Rishonim. And now you're telling me that Rishu ben Levi, who's from the Rishonim, asked the question. So it seems to indicate here that Rabbi Chanina say that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is older than Rabbi Chanina. But the Gemara says, Lememra, the Rabbi Shua ben Levi kashish? You tell me that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is older than Rabbi Chanina? I'll bring you the following proof that that's not true. V'ha'amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Hitir li Rabbi Chanina l'shtosh shechlayim b'shabbos. Rabbi Chanina, so that's the proof right away. Rabbi Shua is calling Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina. That means he's an older generation, that he permitted me to drink shechlayim, I think it's cress. On Shabbos, right? Rashi says this would be for refuah, for medication. So Gemara says lishtos to drink it. Pshita, of course you can drink kress on Shabbos because remember from Gemara and Shabbos that anything that could be that if it's medical, but if it has you drink it normally anyway, then you can drink it on Shabbos. It doesn't come into the gezera of not taking medication, right? It says titznan kol ha'ochlim ochel ad kol ha'ochlim. Ochel adam urfua v'chol ha'mashkim shote. Anything that's not just for medical purposes, but you can drink anyway or eat anyway, you can eat on Shabbos, even if it's going to have, help you for medical purposes. So Ella, the question must have been l'shchok, the shtot shklayim Shabbos, to crush, right? Then you get grinding. So you're going to crush it and then drink it on Shabbos. The question is, well, hey, chadami, eat ikas sakanta. If the disease that he has is causes him danger, sakana, so mishra shrari, of course you can grind it. The idaleka sakanta, and if there is no danger, then meser asir lolam. Right, meser asir, that could be asir. Who says you could, if it's not, if it's just a mechush, if you're not in danger, you can't grind. So the Gemara says, no, this was the question. So the Gemara says, lolam the ikas sakanta. He had a sakana. And this is what Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked from Chizda. Mi misaye denechale shapsa olo misaye lo nechal shapsa. Okay. This who mi misaye denechale shapsa olo misaye lo nechal shapsa. Does this work? Is this going to help? So Gemara says, wait a second. So why are you asking Rabbi Chizda about that? Why are you asking him? Because he's a Rebbe. Go ask a doctor. So the Gemara says, no, Maishna Rabbi Chanina, sorry, why did you ask Rabbi Chanina, Mishum the, Maishna Rabbi Chanina, Mishum the Baki Rufuos. Rabbi Chanina's Baki in Rufuos, he's a doctor, he knows these things. Right, Rabbi Chanina's Baki Rufuos, who the Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, May Olam Lo Sha'ali Adam Al Makas Parda. No one ever asked me about the, got wounded by this sort of white mule, Parda Levana, the Chaya, and then he lived. So he knew the answers, he was the guy, so they went to him, and they said, listen, I want to take this crest on Shabbat, I'm sick. I have a sakanta. Somebody told me that this works. Is it going to work? Because if it's going to work, then I have a heter, I guess, to grind it on Shabbos. So he said, why'd you ask Rabbi Chanina? Because he knows all this stuff. He knows the stuff. Because he proved that, he said that people always ask me about being bitten by this white mule. And he says, and I know that they always died. The Gemara said, what do you mean they always died? We've seen people who are bitten by the white mules and they survive. So what are you telling me that they're always, he's a bad doctor? His diagnosis is incorrect. So he says, Ema v'chayes. V'chayes means that it was healed. There was nobody who was bitten by the white mule. They may not have died, but the bite didn't, the wound didn't heal. The Gemara says, Hakachazina de mitzvah. We do see that they healed. So he says, no, the different types of bites. One's besumkan inu v'chivarian reish karin karminan. I don't know exactly. It's red. What? Different types of mules. Well, this mule that you have the problem with is that it's red and it's red and white. So I don't have types of that. Different type of mule. That one is always correct. But the proof is, but mikol makom shmamino. You see from here, the Rabbi Chanina kashif. The Rabbi Chanina is older because Rabbi Shua is asking him the kasha and he's calling him Rebbe. So he must be older. So why does Rabbi Chanina say, oh, look how great we are that we ask the same question as the old generation? You're the older generation. Well, so what are you doing? So he says, no. So he says, El Hachika Amar, this is what he said, Sha'altan ki She'ela shall rishon him. The She'ela, the question that Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked, is the same She'ela, the same kasha that we, the older generation, have asked. I mean, he was mekaving to us, the older generation. So the basis of the question was then, the question is that Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shua had the same question of where someone does kafina, Kohen Gadol does kafina, and then he dies. Can you then go in and used and take the, can you go, then go in with that kafina and you can continue from where you left off? The Gemara says, how can Rabbi Chanina ever have that kasha? Umi amar Rabbi Chanina hachi. How can Rabbi Chanina even say that? Rashi says, mi misafkele in nichlas achar kafina sa ulo. How can you have the suffix where you can go in with somebody else's kafina? Why? The ha'amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina has the rule. Bepar below bedomo shel par. You can only, and, okay, number one, two things. Number one, Cohen can only go in with his par, not with the par, the dam of somebody else's par. Meaning if a Kohen, one Kohen Gadol shechted the par, and blood is there, and then that Kohen Gadol dies, the second Kohen Gadol cannot use that blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He has to reshecht another karpan. He has to do par, and not domel shel par. The idea is that par has to be his par. So that's Hanacha number one. Number two, the Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kitores Shechafna Kodem Shechitas HaPar, Lo Asa Lo Klum. If you do Chafina before the Shechit of the par, it doesn't count. So what's the case over here? The case over here is somebody, the order is ma'akev. So the case over here is you're asking whether somebody did chafina. If someone did chafina, can the next Kohen Gadol take that ketores? According to Rabbi Chanina, it's impossible. Because what happens is that the person died, he shechted the par already, and we already know that that dam is not good for him. That means he has to go back and shech the par again. Well, if he has to go shech the par again, then he's gone back a previous step. He obviously can't use that chafina because then the chafina was done before the shechita of his par. And you have to do chafina again. So how can Rabbi Chanina ever have this question? Right? Rashi. Rashi says, Bipar velo bedamo shel par. Right? The pasuk says, Bezos yavo Aaron el kodesh, Bipar, with his cow, velo bedamo shel par. Shim shachat paro, the Kohen Gadol shechted his par, the mace, and he dies, the person who's the substitute doesn't take that blood. He has to bring another par in shech. The cave that Sarah Lavi par afer, Sarah Lichfon after Shutaso. He just has to bring another par, he has to do chafina again. So if he's bringing another par, he clearly can't use the chafina of the Kohen who died.
Why doesn't he mention also that chafina is size dependent?
Yeah, it's a good question. The Gemara mentions that later about something, but like, how do you have exact? Because I thought maybe here is that this is not this is the where he just took the katoris into the ladle and he didn't put it into his hands yet.
Has to be in the ladle,
right? It's in the ladle, so it's not. He didn't take them. It was poured, I guess, into the bowl, and he didn't take it out of the bowl just yet. Maybe.
No, that doesn't make sense because then he didn't do the chafina yet.
Well, that's what Rashi says.
No, the chafina part he has to take from the bowl and put in the ladle.
Correct.
So at that time you have.
So he put it back into the ladle. I don't know. You know, I think the Gemara does mention that later. We'll see. He said, so the Gemara says, "Hachi ka'amar." So this is what Rabbi Chanina said. From the fact that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is asking the question about whether or not you have to do another chafina, michlal, we can infer the kasavar that he holds like my bar pelukta. He holds against me that says bipar, but filu bedamoshal par. That he holds not only can you do it with your par, you can use the blood of another Kohen. So therefore his question is only going to be on the Chafina. And based on what he holds, his Sheila, his question is like the Rishonim. Which Rishonim? The Chachamim will argue on Rabbi Chanina. So he says, I don't hold like that, but you see Rabbi Shuba Levi must be holding like my the Chachamim. And based on that, he asks the same question that the Chachamim asks. So Gemara says, okay, so my Haibila. So Marcel is making it to you. So what's the answer? Can you do it? According to Rabbi Shuv and Levi and the Chacham, according to Rabbi Chanina, you definitely can't. Because you have to go then and redo the par. If you redo the par, then you have to redo the chafina. But my hapila, so Amar Rav Papa says it depends on another machlokas. There is a machlokas, which we came across before, about chofein chozer v'chofein. What happens is when you take the chafina, now it's in the ladle, so you take the chafina once, and then you put it into the ladle. And then you bring it into the kachim. Now, do you have to take it back out into your hands? You have to chafina and chozer v'chofin again. You have to put it back into your hands in the kachim.
Right? Just pour it into the thing.
Correct. Right, Rashi says, last on the bottom. Right, Rashi is on the bottom. Third to last line. Fourth line. E chofin chozer v'chofin. E mifshatolon ba'ein the ibaylon gabi chafinas panim. About the chafina in the inside. Im tsarich lachzor v'lachfon olo. You have to go back to chafina again. So that's what we're going to see. So if you say, so he says, Rav Papa says, if you have to do chafina a second time, then according to this, there's no problem. You can go in with the chafina of your friend. Why? Because you do chafina on the inside. You already do chafina, so it's fine. But if you can't do it, if you can't be chofin chozer v'chofin, then you're going to ask the shayla. The Gemara says, no, I'm a Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa Adrab, on the contrary. E chofin v'chozer v'chofin, if you have to do chafina a second time, lo yikonis acha b'chafina so. You can't go with somebody else's chafina, as Marcel, why? Because e efshar shlo yechzer v'shlo yoser. Right? Because it can't be that you're going to, if you have to do chafina a second time, it can't be that when you do it the second time, you're going to have the exact amount in your hands as what he had in his hands. So it doesn't work. But if you hold, he ain't chover close to the chofing. If you don't have to do chafina the second time, so big deal. You take the chafina. It was the full hand size of the Kohen Gadol who passed away, and then you put it out, and you pour it out when you get there. You don't have to do chafina the second time. He ain't chover close to the chofing. Tiboylach. You have to ask. Then you have to ask the shayla. Gemara says tiboylu because we ask. We have a shayla. We have machlokas. Chofein v'chozer v'chofein olo. Do you have to do chafina a second time in the kachay kachim? The Gemara tries to bring a proof from our Mishnah. And this is the same thing the Gemara tried to prove a couple blot earlier, and they said we can't do it because our Mishnah could be reinterpreted in one of three ways. There they try to interpret it like way one, and we say no, it could be way two or three. Now they're going to try to interpret it in way two, and we say no, it could be interpretation one or three. So the Gemara says, Tashma, kachayim midasa. Remember, they had these extra words at the end of our Mishnah, which said, right, that you put it into the big hands of the big hands, small hands of the small hands, small amount, the kachaya midasa. And that was his measurement. So the question was, what does the kachaya midasa mean? So my love, doesn't that not mean, lav kishem shem midasa b'chutz, kach midasa b'fnim? Doesn't that mean that just like you have to have the measurement on the outside, you have to do that again on the inside, which would be chofing, chozer v'chofing? The Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Dilma, maybe what it means, kachaya midasa, lo, dilma, shim rotz lasos mida osa. Then maybe if you want, you can make that sort of mold of his hands, so he knows the exact amount, and sometimes he uses his hands. Or it means, this is to be the chafina, which means you only have to have the exact amount in his hands. Don't do a heaping amount, don't do a small amount, get the right amount. So that's not a raya from Mishnah. So the Gemara is now going to try to answer again, what maybe we have a different raya about the second chafina. So tashma. Apparently. Yeah. About whether they did it a second time. We'll give another machlokas in a moment also about what was done inside. Again, I don't understand how we have... Didn't anyone write down what was done? I don't know. That's okay.
The answer is probably not.
Yeah, obviously not, because otherwise they would have had a record of this. So Mara says, Ketzad hu osin. So how does he do this? What's this? Rashi says, Chafina shniya shebifnim. So already this Brisa is talking about that they're doing a chafina in the inside. So Ketzad hu osin. Chafina shniya rashi shebifnim. Min habazach l'soch chafnav, from the spoonful, the ladle, into his hands. So Gemara says, how does he do it? So let's go back into Gemara. So ochez es habazach. So it's a problem. Yeah, it's hard. Because remember, he's holding the machta on the right hand. He has the ladle in his left hand. So okay, he puts the machta down. That's not a big deal. Now he has holding the ladle in his left hand, and he has to somehow pour it into both of his hands. But he's already holding it into his left hand. So how does he pour it in? How does he pour it in? So the Gemara says, "Ochez es habazach perosh etzba'av." So he puts his fingers sort of underneath the spoon. But yesh own b'shinav, and some say he puts it in his mouth, and then he kind of with his thumbs, malib begodlo. He lifts up the bowl and he pushes it back till he's able to get the handle to his armpit, and then he twists his armpit, and then pour it out through his hand, right? Ochez es habazach perosh etzba'osav, v'yish om b'sheinav, umalev begodlo acha magos lebein etz leyadav, v'chozer machzira l'sochafnaf, and he turns it and flips it into his hands, right? So Rashi, right? Chafina shniya shebifnim, min habazach l'sochafnaf, ochez rosh habazach perosh etzba'osav, la'achar sheinia chasamachta, first he puts down the pan, ba'aretz, he puts the pan down on the ground, v'yada shabazach klapei Zerosov, I guess his hands are near his umale v'shnei godlov, umoshe chazyodov begodlov tzavgufo ma'at ma'at. He pushes it back with his thumbs all the way till it's very hard. Pushes it back with his thumbs, ati megia rosh yodov lebein itzile yodov, like he gets to his armpit. The rosh habazach magia legodov pas yodov, and that's where the spoon reaches where his hands would be. Upas yodov v'chozer makzir dev tzidot tochof novit sobra v'cholam, and then he flips it over to the side, right?
I put the picture from the Mesita.
Yeah, the Mesita has a nice picture.
I put it in the chat.
We're going to lighten his load for things that we can lighten his load for. But the things that the Torah says he has to do, that's how he has to do it. Melochof no, that's how he has to do that. Yeah, so that's what he has to do. Okay. You guys got to see it a little bit? Picture time. It's very, very hard. And so let's just finish the Brisa. The Brisa says, Vitsobra. And then what he does is he takes all the Ketoros and he puts it on one pile, Kedeshia Ashna Shoalavo. He puts it all of it onto the coals, right? He puts it all of it onto the coals in one shot, so it takes a while for the smoke to appear. Vyesha Omer Mefazra, Kedeshia Ashna Mimheris Lavo. Or some say, no, what he did, it's another machlok, but some say he did pour it in one time. He sprinkled it little by little onto the fire so that the smoke would start to rise and rise quickly. Machlok is how he poured. Did he pour it all on at once, or did he put it little by little? He put little by little, so he's starting to burn a little bit, and the smoke starts to rise. He put it all at once, so it takes a little longer time for it to be warmed up by the fire, and so the smoke wouldn't come out right away.
It's a simple way of doing this.
Right.
Put it on the ground. Just flip it over.
Right, you weren't supposed to put it on the ground. I said that yesterday. Oh. Right, it wasn't derech to do it. If they melech bosser v'dam, you wouldn't do that. If they melech machem lachim, you will do that. No, but this you're not putting on the ground. The Gemara, the Gemara mentioned that. Okay, so the Gemara says, "V'zohi avoda kasha shebemikdash," and this is the most difficult avoda in the mikdash. We just saw this a few days ago when it came to with some of the kmitza with the machvas. The Gemara says, "Zohi v'sulo," this is the hardest one, and not anymore. V'ha'ika malika, you have malika. V'ha'ika kmitza, you also have kmitza, which is for the machvas and the macheshes. El zohi avoda kasha ne avodas kosha shebemikdash. This is one of the more difficult avodas. Of the difficult avodas, this is one of the more difficult avodas in the mikdash. But the Mishnah here, whether we understand the material or not, the Mishnah is talking about doing another chafina in the kodesh kodashim. The Mishnah is talking about spilling it out again. So it's clear that chofin, chozer, v'chofin. The Gemara says, shema mina, chofin, v'chozer, v'chofin, shema mina.
So the entire first machlokes, it doesn't...
What?
the one what happened if he dies after the first one, it's not even shy. It doesn't even take, you know.
It does still start. It's still that question.
Right. No, because this answer, nobody's questioning here. It's explaining how he does the seven chafinim going to production.
Right, so chofin b'chosir b'chofin. So, but we said with the chofin b'chofin, we had it on either way. It went either way. We had two manda amras of whether it, slicha, excuse me, pakasha. So we had there were two ways to learn it, right? We had ikad amri, but
Marcel's question that before about now, let's say this coin is a smaller one. A big one, let's see, he switched it off.
When he died, right?
Yeah, second.
Why? According to Rav Chanina, there was no kasha, it's no good. Right away, the Chanina, there was no kasha, it's no good, because you have to go back to do the shkita. According to one who says you don't have to go back and do the shkita, so the question was, can you do the chafina again? So we have two ways of learning that.
No, the first discussion is if, what happens if you, when you go in, you just pour directly from the ladle, but then nobody says that you do that.
He said you don't do that. So you got to switch it back to your hands.
Correct.
But who said?
So the first machlokas happened.
So the machlokas of chofin, the machlokas of chofin, chozer v'chofin, seems to be, why is anyone saying that? We have...
Go back to the maze.
Right. So go back to the maze, chofin umaze. Can you use that person's chafina? So then we said...
It depends if he has to do another chafina.
No, but exactly. So the Gemara said, it goes either way, right? Go back. The Gemara says, Amar Papa, you have a Papa says, Echofin Choser Bechofin, then you can.
Right.
So that, but the other man, Rav Kuna says, if Echofin Choser Bechofin, then you can't. It was two tzadim.
All right, so that's what has to be rejected.
No, because both of them are saying, they're both saying, Chofin Choser Bechofin, and it goes to either side, whether or not you can use the second one or not. You can use the first person's Chofin or not. Rav Papa said, when you say chofin b'chozer b'chofin, then clearly you can use somebody else's chafina. Because I'm doing chafina myself now, so it's okay. And Rav Chisda said, no, if it's chofin b'chozer b'chofin, I can't use somebody else's chafina because I may lose a little bit. There were two tzadim on that. The Gemara came out on both sides. The Gemara was ambiguous as to which way it cuts.
There won't be enough or maybe too little.
That was one side. The other side said, I don't care about that. If there are two chafinas, I only have to do one of them. And I did chafina inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
How about the excess?
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense.
Okay, that's fine.
What else doesn't fit?
What do you mean if it does?
I have too small of hands.
No, Mar doesn't say that. It's just Amar Rav Papa. E chofin, chozer v'chofin, chavei v'nichlas b'chafaniso. You can go in with the other chafina. Tamakayim chafina. Because you were makayim chofina. Right? He says, that's what Gemara says. And then Rav Huna says, no, Adarabba. He's saying what you guys say. But it cuts both ways. All right. Ibailu, another question. Right, Ibailu who? Shachat umes. So now, before, I guess previously, Shachat umes. Kohen Gadol shechs, and he dies. Mahu sheyikanes achar bedamo. Can somebody else use the blood? This is a machlokes we had before. Can someone else use the blood? Rabbi Chanina said no, and the Chachamim said yes, but I guess here's the machlokes. Ibailu, Shachat umes, mahu sheyikanes achar bedamo. Mi Amrinon, do we say bipar, that when it says that you have to go in with the par, that means a filu b'dam al par, that even you can just go in with the blood of the cow. O dilma bipar below b'dam al par, you have to go in with your cow. Everything from you can't be somebody, just can't just be simple blood of a cow. That's the blood of your cow, right? Rashi says, does he quote this or no? No. The Gemara says, so the machlokas really is that when it says the word par, does par mean actual par? Or does par mean enough just to have the blood? Right, so Yibayelu Shachot Umeis Maushi Kanes Achav Bedama. Mi Amrinu Bepar Afilu Bedama Shapar. When the pasuk says that you're going with the par, does that mean you can go in even with just if you just have the blood? O Dilma Bepar Velo Bedama Shapar. Does it mean the pasuk means you have to go in with the par that you shechted and not just the blood that of a par that was shechted? So Bechanina, what we just said before, Bechanina Omer Bepar Velo Bedama Shapar. You have to go with your par. So therefore, if the Kohen died, you have to go back and redo and shecht another cow. For Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish, I guess would be the Chachamim Amar b'par v'afilu b'damo shel par. No, it doesn't matter. The pasuk is only telling you that you have to go in with the blood of a par that was shechted by the Kohen Gadol, and this is the blood of a par that was shechted by Kohen Gadol. Might have been a different Kohen Gadol, but it's still the blood of a par. Rabbi, that's Rabbi Chanina, and that's Reish Lakish. Rav Ami Amar Bipar Velo Bedama Shopar. Rav Ami lines up with Rabbi Chanina. Rav Yitzchak Amar Bipar Velo Bedama Shopar. Rav Yitzchak lines up with Reish Lakish. So Esve Rav Ami Le Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rav Ami, who holds like Rabbi Chanina, that says it has to be your par, he asks the question, Rav Yitzchak, like Reish Lakish, that says it doesn't have to be your par, just going to be the blood. He says, quotes, getting back to our Pesachim, ideas by Korban Pesach, at what point in time can you still sign up or remove yourself from one of the chaburas that they're bringing the Korban Pesach? So Esbe Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Nimnim Umoshkin Yedeyem Yimenu Ad Sheyishchot. You can be appointed. You can remove yourself from the chavura up until the point of the time where the animal was shechted. The im isa. Now, if you're telling me that par means even the blood, so seh, you have to bring a seh, would bring even the seh, would bring mean even the blood. Why do I have only up to the time of shrita? It should be up to the time of the zrika because the blood also counts. Right? Rashi says the im isa de la achar shrita nami karina be al haseh. If the definition of the animal is still existing, the definition of an animal is still the definition is even beyond the time of Shechita, so then I should be able to withdraw and apply myself to another kabura up until the time that the blood is, as long as the blood is still there. So the Mar says, no, Shani Hasam. There it's different, Xerah Kasav, because the Pasuk says, the Ksiv Mehiyos Miseh. Right? The Pasuk says, Im yimat avayt mihiyos mises. Rashi points out, ba'od shehev yoso kayemes nitmasu v'lo mishe yishchat. It has to be from when it exists as a seh, mihiyoso seh, when it's alive. That's the pasuk, right? Mehiyusa de seh, right? That's what it says. Mehiyos de seh. You learn that mehiyusa for as long as it's alive. Another question, Nesiv Marzutra. Marzutra says, ain podim. What's this? This is Petach Hamor, the firstborn, right? The firstborn donkey. What can you redeem it with? Right, ain podim lo be'eyel, not with like an ox or a cow, lo be'chaya, not with like a deer, lo be'shchuta, not with something that was already shechted, lo be'trefa, not something that's a trefa, lo be'klayim, something that's a mixed breed, lo be'koi, koi is either something they don't know what it is, or right, the koi, ela be'seh, it has to be with a seh, right? Rashi says, the glass line, katani mias lo be'shchuta, you can't do pidyon peter chamor with something that's shchuta, alma shchuta lav sehu. Must, because it says you can't do the shchuta, it has to be with a seh. Must mean then that a shchuta is not considered a seh. Well, according to you, you just said that shchuta, just the blood enough, is to bring it into the kachay kachim. So shchuta still fits the definition of par. Why does shchuta fit the definition of seh, and you'll be able to use that to redeem the peter chamor? So the Gemara says, shani hasam by peter chamor, it's different. The yalif seh semi pesach. It's a gzeira shava of the seh from peter chamor to the seh of pesach. Just by Korban Pesach, it has to be an alive seh, because it said mihiyos seh, so too by the Petach Hamor, it has to be an alive seh. The Gemara says, wait a second, if you're learning out seh for Korban Pesach, the Petach Hamor, so take all the dinim of Korban Pesach and apply it to the seh of Petach Hamor, which would mean, imala halam by the Korban Pesach, zachar, it has to be male, tam, it has to be unblemished, uben shana, it can only be a year old, afkan, so too by the Petach Hamor, say that the seh that you're using to redeem should only be zachar, tam, uben shana. So why are you limiting it? So the Gemara says, no, Talmud Lomar, tifte. There's another word that says tifte. I guess it's tifte twice. Right, Rashi, the Pasuk says, v'chol petach hamor tifte b'seh, v'imlo tifte v'arafas to. So it says tifte twice. Tifte is an extra word, so it's riboy. It adds, so ribe. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if tifte is marbe, so let it include everything. Right, so the Gemara says, e tifte ribe, afilu kulu nami. So then it says, im kein sem mahani. If tifte is a reboy, so let it include an egel, a chayo, a shchuto, a trefa, a kilayim. So it goes on and on. I have tifte on one side, which is a reboy. I have sem the other side, which is a mute. So tifte allows me to include, tifte tells me it has to be, tifte tells me what? Tifta riba filo kulanami imkain sem mahanile. So tifta is a reboy to tell me that we have set to teach me that it has to be alive like a Korban Pesach. And tifta teaches me what?
Excludes the animals,
seri removes that. Shani Hasan Yov ses semi pesach. Right? Ses semi pesach teaches me that it has to be alive. So then if you have all those other, if it's compared to Pesach, it should have all the other qualifications of Pesach. There it says tifta, it comes to include what?
It's a lamb that's not male.
The second one is
reba, so it comes to
exclude.
So tifta, why does it say reba then?
Because
because otherwise it might have to be Zophar, Ben Shana.
Right, but what is the word Reba? Reba means it's coming to include something.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be Zophar, Ben Shana.
So it's an exclusion. Okay. Right. So if it's Tiftaf Tifta Rebus, then you should include all the other things. He says, no, you have the Ses, so basically you have the tension, and at the end of the day, it's compared to the Korban Pesach only to the point of that it has to be alive.
That brings in Korban Pesach.
Right.
But Tifta Tifta says just the fact that it's alive, but
not anything else. Not anything else. What?
It's not odd to think that you could use a dead animal to be poisoned or something.
I don't know, you can use money. You can use other things. You can actually get a lot of pigeons on inanimate things, so maybe just to put the kedusha on there. When you pulled the Petra Chamor, you ended up.
You need a set.
Right.
So what's the Havamini to think that a dead set is a set?
I don't know. Same Havamini asking about the par. What's the Havamini to say the par is a dead par?
Because you're going to be doing it with all the same things.
Right, but it says par. It doesn't say dam par. It says par. I don't know. I hear you. I don't know. That's the Havamini of the Gemara. All right, we'll stop here. I think they're going to ask more questions on this shita tomorrow.
It doesn't seem to end.
All right, no, keep going.